Yeah, so if you're thinking of running a giveaway or a summit, but the thought of actually organizing all your contributors makes your skin crawl and you're just like, nope, I'm done, this is your episode.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my inbox besties, Kate Doster of katedoster.com and creator of the Email Marketing Fairy template set, guys, with over 50 grab and go email marketing templates to help you do everything from create your funnel to your welcome series that wows. And of course, we have those 25 pre-made weekly newsletters that's just your Mad Lib styles. You take it, you tweak it, it fits your style, and you are good to go. So no more excuses that you don't know what to email your list about. And you can get your hands on it for just $36, guys. $36 at the time of this recording by heading on over to theemailmarketingfairy.com. So I am super excited for this episode, not only because this episode is brought to you by the I'm the Boss giveaway, which is going on until Friday, February 9th. So if you're listening to this in real time, you gotta want to hit the cover right now and get your booty on over to theBossGiveaway.com, where you can enter for a chance to win over $2,000 worth of coaching and courses to help you, well, be the boss that you were born to be. We're tackling everything from your website to your opt-ins to actually getting into your sales mindset and to Airtable like a boss. And we're going to be talking about what Airtable is in a little bit. Now, what makes this episode so unbelievably special here of Inbox Besties is that we are actually going to be talking to the hostess with the mostest of this amazing giveaway, Miss Lainey from over at Miss GSD. Now, as you'll find out at the end of this interview, spoiler alert, for the longest time, I had no idea what GSD stood for. I'm like, Lainey, that has nothing to do with your name. It's get stuff done. And that is honestly Lainey's calling. See, Lainey has a background in project management and systems, so she knows how to organize all those amazing ideas that us big old entrepreneurs have and actually put it into systems and processes that work for us. Because as Lainey talks about, people honestly spend too much time like setting up these systems or like tweaking things in Trello, but not actually, you know, doing the stuff that's actually in the Trello or as the app that she uses, Airtable, which we'll talk about later on. Now, I love Lainey's bio. You guys know I don't usually read these word for word on the episode, but this one was just hilarious. And that's why I love Lainey. So Lainey helps service-based business bosses quit crying in the shower. She's a system strategist, but instead of showing you the latest productivity hack, which y'all know that I'm totally for, or she says in her bio, I roll. Her goal is to bring you more focus back into doing what actually matters in your business because you have enough to do. And she believes honestly that being busy is not the key to a business. Having systems that work do, guys. And that is what she is all about, creating systems to help you empower you to go out and do what you love, not be an added burden. Okay, so she is definitely somebody that we want to hang out with. Now, in this particular episode, we are going to be talking about what I referred to back way in episode 23 called a launchable freebie. So this is a type of freebie where you are going to be giving away a prize. You have contributors that are going to be sharing it. And instead of ever getting to pick out a free gift, it is one winner wins actual prizes that cost monies for free. So we're going to talk a lot about how to actually set this bad boy up, how to find your contributors, how to actually get all your materials from your contributors without pulling your hair out. Because spoiler alert, later on this year, I'm going to be doing a similar giveaway, not one where everyone can win actual dollar amounts, but one where everyone can sort of pick and choose what freebie they would like to get. And I was so nervous about actually organizing stuff because I'm the worst at inbox management. And Lainey is going to tell us how we never have to worry about inbox management when it comes to creating this massive collaboration by using an amazing tool called Airtable. So what Airtable is a free app, much just like Trello, but it is a slightly different way. You can have different views, but you can head on over to katedoster.com/Airtable to set up your free account now. But definitely listen to this whole episode because Lainey is going to be inviting you in particular to a special masterclass that she is putting you in to go even more in depth into how she put together this list building giveaway in the first place. And she's going to give you her Airtable base. So my Trellers, we've got boards, Airtable, Airtablers, they have a basis, and this is a not miss masterclass, okay? But we'll talk more about that at the end of the episode when we wrap things up.
All right, and I am so excited, guys, to be welcoming Lainey to your ear holes today. So is there anything else that we didn't cover in the intro, anything that our peeps should know about you and your blog and business?
I'm just, I really like the line of, I help bosses quit crying in the shower. I'm just going to even go back to the bio because it's the truth. The truth of the matter is that by the time people would hire me, they would be so overwhelmed with all the things that they have to do that they're crying in the shower or in the Target parking lot, or they're just feeling all the feelings in the beehives in the chest that's kind of keeping you from being able to move ahead. So the goal here is always to simplify things in a way that you can scale, that you can feel good about the direction you're going into, with the business that you're working on, all that fun stuff.
I absolutely love it. So we're going to get into the meat of this episode, which I know some of you are like, you're going to talk about Airtable. Are you cheating on Trello? But Lainey and I were actually having a really great conversation before we hit record. I'm like, oh, I wish I was recording it. All about how it doesn't really matter about the tool as long as stuff gets done, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The goal is to be able to use a system that is going to empower you to be able to get the work done, to be able to see through your goals, as opposed to just creating more to-do lists and more checklists that you have to go through, or even just putting yourself in that employee of the month kind of mindset of creating all these extra tasks. I prefer Airtable because it's easier to design that with Airtable, as opposed to, I think Asana and Trello do kind of feed into that checklist mentality a little bit. It's easier to fall into the trap of just adding boxes to check off. And the way I use Airtable is that when I'm planning, I use Airtable for everything. When I'm planning goals and
chat about, don't worry.
When we're planning goals and strategies and things like that, I always like to be able to link the big picture goals to the little tasks that I'm doing. So everything just flows into each other. So you're actually creating a strategy as opposed to a to-do list.
Ah, yes. Ah, so many yeses to that. But before we dive into that and we talk about the amazing giveaway that's going on right now, guys, there's a link in your show notes and I mentioned it in the intro as well, where you guys can boss up and get some amazing, amazing things for Frizzle if you win. I'm very excited about that. I would love to know a little bit more about your actual business. Like, did you just stumble upon this? Were you always like, screw the man, I'm going to have my own business? What's sort of like your business origin story?
I wish I were a little bit more screw the man kind of vibes. I really admire that when people are just like, and I always knew I'm going to do this. I just kind of fell into it by accident. I think a lot of us do too, you know? I'm just a super nerd, you know? I got a lot of skills where I was like, hey, let's learn Dreamweaver for fun and let's learn all these like techie things for fun. Meanwhile, I'm working in project management and program coordination and on the side, just learning, let's learn how to code. That'll be useful. But then all of a sudden you realize that you can actually kind of monetize some of the skills you have. So it took me a long time to figure out how to create a business out of all of my skills. And it turns out you end up doing exactly what you did when you were working for the man, where you're still organizing everything, or at least in my case, I'm just doing all that same sort of organizing and strategizing and putting all the pieces together work. So I totally stumbled into it. And then I started helping people who were crying in the shower, and I was really good at it. I was really good at helping them organize their stuff. So that really became my target market. It just became like an accidental niche, really.
Oh, I love that so much. And as you guys know from all the interviews that we do before we dive into the actual content part, I always like to ask because I just think that it's interesting. And I have to say that it's been about like 60-40, and the majority of people honestly either just fell into it or like their brain turned to mush and they're like, I need to do stuff. I just can't. Very rarely is it someone that's like, oh, I was selling things from the womb. It's like, no, not. So today we are all going to talk really about really running what I like to call launchable freebies, guys. So these are something that's limited time, like a challenge or a summit, or in this particular case, we're going to talk about running a giveaway and really keeping yourself organized. Because I have to say, as a participant of the giveaway, I was kind of like, I don't know. But like everything on Lainey's back end is so nice and so posh. And I'm sure it makes her life a lot easier. So why don't we just sort of
dive in, almost tell us a little bit about the giveaway first, so everyone sort of knows what's going on. And then I'm going to ask you some organization questions as they pop into my brain.
Sure thing. Yeah. So I was talking with some business besties, and we're talking about the idea of coordinating a list building giveaway so that we would all pitch in something that we had to offer and give it away to one lucky winner in exchange for being able to build our exposure, our list, people that we were friends with, essentially, because everyone kind of handpicked somebody else that they would have come join us in the group. So we're not all friends. Some of the people who are in the giveaway don't know each other. So that's kind of fun, where people were able to get to know each other, the collaborators of the giveaway. So there's that angle of it. But the idea, yeah, was to be able to provide something of a lot of value in different areas like digital marketing or mindset and lifestyle or business growth or sales or launching, all those different elements that play into building your business. We have something for every one of those categories. So there's more too, like finance and law and all kinds of stuff. You can see them all detailed at I'm the boss giveaway.com. So you can just sort of peruse the list of awesome stuff that's there.
Mm-hmm. And again, guys, there's a link in the show notes. But hurry, y'all, because the contest is ending this Friday if we're listening to it in real time. And spoiler alert, not that we want to give out too many spoilers, if you end up sharing it with your friends and they join, then you get extra credit. So it's one of those you want to get on this sooner rather than later to really maximize your chances of getting. It's almost like $2,000 worth of stuff, guys, for free, which is pretty amazing, I must say. So I would really love to know, because a lot of people are thinking to themselves, you know what, in 2019, I really want to have one of those big, bold, launchable freebies, the blitz strategy is. So when this first like thought kind of popped into your head, what was like the first thing that you actually did?
The first thing I actually did was I mapped out what the parameters would be around the giveaway. So all the information that you need to know or you want to know when you're about to collaborate with other people, you want to know the dates, the deadlines, what you can expect to get, what you are being expected to give. And I just made sure to create a document for everyone that they would be able to read through, have all the links to anything that they would have to enter, anything that they would have to submit. They can do it all in one fell swoop, where with an hour, half hour of your time, not an hour, but a half hour of their time, they could read through it, provide all the information that I would need in order to create the website, in order to create the marketing documents, all the stuff that I don't want everyone else to have to take care of. Because the idea when you're going to collaborate with a bunch of people is to make everyone's life as easy as possible. And you don't necessarily want to be delegating all kinds of things and tracking things in inboxes and getting files from this person, have to email this person back to get that other file. You really want to have one main place where everyone gets the information they need and submits all the information they need. So that's how I set it up, where I created a Google Doc that everyone could read through, and then that would link through to my Airtable base, which I created a form in my Airtable base, and everyone was just able to submit those things that way. So it was easy peasy in that sense. And then I went behind the scenes and I created all the marketing materials, so the Instagram posts and the Instagram stories or pins, things like that. And what else did we do? Email templates. All this stuff was already done for everyone. We also set it up where, I keep saying we as though like I'm not multiple people. It's just some people on my team were helping me. So that was the we that I'm talking about. But we used King Sumo giveaways as the collector of the email addresses for people who were entering in the list building challenge. So everything was just kind of taken care of on the back end. And then all the people who were participating in the giveaway to give things away had everything that they needed. So that made their job much easier. Do you know what I'm saying? Where, You definitely want to create the fewest tripwires for people possible when you're working with that many people.
This is very true. So we're going to go ahead and sort of unpack things and just break it down even just a little bit more. So your very first step was probably like, I want to do like some type of giveaway or some type of big list builder and coordinating, like you had already talked about with your friends. You're like, oh, let's go out and do this. So after you did that, you came up with the idea of the whole premise of the giveaway. So that sort of got into your head who you were going to ask. So who did you ask? Like, was it purely just people that you were already friends with? Did you have some other people in mind that you were going to reach out to? Did people reach out to you? How did you actually start getting contributors?
The idea came up in just chatting with some biz besties about this being an idea that we would like to pursue. And then when I pinged them with dates, a couple of them were interested. Some other people had other commitments. And then I started asking a couple other people, and they started asking another couple other people. And it just kind of, we got word around with our own little group of friends to see if there was anybody who could contribute. Now, it wasn't just about finding contributors. It was about finding a variety of contributors, because you don't want 10 courses on how to design a website, because that's not exactly the target that we're going for. We're trying to make this really well-rounded bundle. It was about finding people who could fit the different sort of holes to match making an overall giveaway that was worthwhile for one person to be winning.
Which is always really exciting. So we've got our theme. How long did you plan out to give you, like, date wise? So was it like, you know, I want to run this and I'm going to give myself a month to get everything, or 2 months, or three? What kind of, like, runway did you give yourself?
I gave about 2 weeks to people who were collaborating, you know, on the giveaway. I gave them about 2 weeks notice of when I would need all the information from them. And then the day before the deadline, I dropped little notes to all of them being like, friendly reminder, this is due tomorrow. If you want to participate, no excuses, no last minute entries. Just get all your stuff in by this date. And that gave me about a week to be able to get the materials to them so that they would have a week with those materials to be able to coordinate things in their schedulers, you know, social media schedulers or their emails or whatever it is, however it is they wanted to promote the giveaway with the materials. So the idea is to be able to give people enough time, but not without putting the boundaries in place. So overall, it probably was a 5-week process, maybe. So 2 weeks, kind of recapping, about 2 weeks of notice that this was going to happen, about 1 week to be able to collect all the materials and put everything in place, and then another week and a half for the giveaway to go through, which we're in now.
Yay! Which you're absolutely loving. But how much time on your end? Because again, it seems like you had to set up a lot of things. Now, I know that you're a whiz at Airtable, and we'll talk a lot about Airtable, guys. Do not worry. I know you're all interested in it as well. But like, for your own stuff, for like, you know, creating those pins and those swipe files and all that stuff, all like the sort of background behind the scenes stuff, like, did you also start for like those 2 weeks that you were telling us we need to get our stuff in? Or did you start even a couple weeks before that?
The idea is always to get away from the technology, get away from the screens for just a minute, and actually map out what it is you're trying to do. So when you know all the, you just jot down all the details of what you want this giveaway to be about. So that essentially creates your doc, or sort of a bullet point of the document you're going to share with everybody. So really, total, it probably took maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours to really pull together all the pieces that I would have to put together to share. In the graphics, I created 3 templates, and I outsourced those to be updated once I had all the information that I needed. So really, if you go into something organized that way, then you don't really have to screw with constantly updating or going back on things. We're talking about using Airtable to collect the information. If you have that really well organized, it really doesn't take a lot of time. Your time is going to be spent when you're collaborating with other people and putting together a giveaway like this. your time is going to be spent on the back and forth stuff. So if you have it set up in a way where you don't have to deal with a lot of back and forth, then you're saving yourself a lot of inbox hassles and trouble. So the way I set it up in Airtable, with a form view, you can submit attachments. So everyone was able to put in all the images that they needed. They could put their URL, they could put their coupon code. So I had all the information that I needed to be able to create all the stuff. And like I said, yeah, it probably took about an hour and a half to 2 hours to pull everything together.
Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, setting it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now.
Excellent. So on this Airtable, like, what did you have on it? Like, things to get, like, people's names? Is that also where people would go to get, like, their swipe files and stuff?
Absolutely. I sent out an email with all the links to all the swipe files and also a link to on my Airtable base that for the collaboration that you could get those files and documents there too. So you have two spots that you were able to get them. I'll make sure to share it with you too, by the way. You'll be able to see how it's kind of hard to explain what a spreadsheet and what a form looks like when you're just speaking about them out loud. So I'll make sure to make that available to you so that you can just download the list building base. And that way you can skip the whole hassle of trying to figure it out yourself.
Oh my goodness. Guys, it's like the best ever. So I'll definitely make sure that we get a link to that. It's really awesome. Kind of like what we talked about. And I realized as we were chatting, we both know what Airtable is, but we forgot to actually talk about what exactly Airtable is. So if someone hasn't heard about Airtable, what is it? Maybe how is it kind of different from like Trello people might've heard of or Asana? So what's Airtable first of all? Like, does it cost money to have Airtable?
It can. Everything. And everyone will take your money if you offer it to them. They have a really good free version that you can make a ton of use out of, but you can also pay them for the advanced version as well. Now, Airtable is a project management system, and a lot of people look at it and they think it's just spreadsheets, and it is spreadsheets, but it's a lot more than that. For the Trello people in the house, you can use their Kanban view, which is what Trello is based off of, which means just being able to allot resources. That's how those lists are kind of those long lists where you can drag one card to the other. Well, you can do the same thing in Airtable. They have you have the form views that I mentioned earlier, which when you're doing collaborations or you're collecting information from anyone, really, clients, anyone, those are really great because everything that they put into that form automatically populates in a spreadsheet. So it's already part of your project management system. So it's super handy in that sense. You can have calendar views for free. You don't have to pay for them. What other views? You have a gallery view, which will allow you to see things in almost like post-its, where it's just little cards that you can, again, move around as you see fit. A lot of different views. I think that's one of the biggest benefits of Airtable is that however it is that you process information and however it is that anybody on your team processes information, you can see it exactly the way you want to see it. You can have all your information in one spot and filter only certain ways of seeing different dimensions of your information, which makes it really great.
It is really awesome. So I just realized, I'm like, hey, wait a minute, we've been talking about how great it is and how to organize everything. And I really think that it's very smart, especially for anyone who is doing any type of collaboration list building. So like this giveaway that we're giving right now, or as we call like the giveaway, the freebie giveaway roundup, or if you're thinking of doing a summit, we've got interviews about summits coming up later on this year as well. I think that's a really great way to not have that email back and forth, just like you were talking about. I know that I've been participating in a lot of summits recently, and that thing is always back and forth email. And I really enjoyed this giveaway. I know it wasn't a summit, but I love how everything was just like right there. And I'm sure as an organizer, that must make it really easy, because then you can ping people and be like, I'm missing this. It's not like ciphering through and trying to collaborate everything yourself.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a control freakness in me that comes out, but it pays off in this case where anyone actually can even just come in. What's great about it is that anyone else can come in and do the work that you would normally, you don't have to think about, oh, did somebody submit this? Did somebody else give me that? I still have this thing missing. Can we remember to ping that person on that? There's none of that. It's just a link to this. And then you put your information at the end. And so you can also easily see who hasn't provided what. And you also don't have a lot of gaps when you're collecting information this way, because you can put required information. So they can't even submit their application without putting in the information. So when you have all that back and forth emails, they forget the headshot. So you got to email them back about the headshot. We're not doing that with Airtable. We're just going to make sure that if you didn't submit your headshot, you can't even complete the form.
I will say, I think that that is just so awesome. And even though y'all know I love Trello, and I'm still going to love Trello forever, I do definitely think, especially now with this Airtable base, I definitely do think that if I am going to do something collaborative based, that this is probably like the best sort of tool for it. Because like we talked about, we don't want your tool to stand in the way of you getting it done. We just want you to actually get it done. So besides running this amazing list building giveaway, what else do you actually do for people? Like, tell us a little bit about your actual business.
I've been an Airtable junkie the last while, and I put together a course called Airtable Like a Boss, which you can get at airtablelikeaboss.com, very appropriately named. But yeah, I've been totally about moving away from just doing work for work's sake, because I've been working so much with one-on-one clients and setting up systems, and I started seeing a pattern emerge where people are working and you set up the system and they feel so much better about their work because they're organized and things are happening automatically and everything is streamlined. And then 2 months later, you feel just as overwhelmed again. And it's like this weird pattern that people get involved with where they're creating work for themselves instead of just having and being the things they got into this in the first place. Like, usually most people are in this so that they can have time freedom, or they can have location independence, or some version of freedom. And yet you lump yourself into just the doing of it all, that you don't even take advantage of that thing you've been working so hard for. So I wanted to sort of back away from that for a minute and be like, how can we talk about to-do lists in a way where people aren't just wrapped up in checklists, in the vicious cycle of, let's just keep doing more work for work's sake. Let's create another offer. Let's do an upsell and a downsell and a cross-sell. What are we doing here? So that's what I've been working on, moving away from that. And I've been using Airtable a lot to be able to focus your work on doing the work that matters.
So we would call you when we're, again, like you said in the intro, crying in the shower or super frazzled. You like come in almost like the, all I can think of is like Super Nanny, how she comes in for those unwieldy kids. So you just like swoop in, fix our stuff up. Hopefully we are able to keep on going with it, non-management, and then fly back off again to the night.
I know everyone's on the Marie Kondo stuff, you know, and you get into the house and the family's crazy and everyone's angry for reasons they don't know. And then she comes in, she's like, let's thank the house for all the things that it does for us and get rid of all the stuff that isn't actually bringing us joy. It's kind of like that if you're working with systems and you're not focusing on the doing and getting into that cycle of just perpetually being action-based, just taking a step away and actually building something that you enjoy working in, as opposed to are just hustling in it without even getting the joy out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree with you. Wholeheartedly preaching to the choir over here. So I do have a couple more questions about the giveaway itself. And I love that we could chat about systems, and I'm sure it's definitely going to have you back to really sort of whip us inbox besties into shapes when it comes to putting systems and processes into our businesses. But what are you doing to actually get email subscribers for this giveaway? Like, can you tell us a little bit about how this actually works to get email subscribers?
Right. So the way I set up the website for the public, let's say, to see, they can just see all of the offers. Everything is listed there. So you would have who's offering it, a description of the course, and a little picture of the course so you can see what you're signing up for. Then you click your enter button, and I'm collecting email addresses through King Sumo Giveaways. It's like an app that collects all the emails, and then we'll randomly select a winner from the back end. And then we will hit the select a winner button and then send out an email to the winner, giving them access, all the access codes, the coupon codes that we collected in Airtable from all the collaborators. All of those will be sent to the lucky winner. But it's really simple. You put your email address in, and then you click submit, and then you're going to get a chance to have extra entries by bragging to your friends about it. And once you do that, you get more entries and more chances to win. And it's really simple. I don't wish it were more complicated. Of course I don't. But I wish it were more impressive than that. But it's not.
Are you the only one that's promoting it, or like, are the contributors promoting it? Like, how are people finding out about this?
Yeah, everyone who's a collaborator in the giveaway is going to be promoting it. We're going to be promoting each other. We're going to be promoting ourselves. And to the people who are in our social media, people on our email list, people, anyone who listened to us, it's pretty much that's who we're promoting it to. But really, it's targeting bosses who are in that growth stage of business, not necessarily just starting out, people who have a little bit of experience and are trying to get those wheels turning, get some traction in specific areas of their business. And we've tried to cover as many as possible with this giveaway.
Oh, so you are making all the contributors, do they have to, like, in order to participate, like, email their list, or like, do they have to post on their social media? I know you talked a little bit about like templates that you were going to provide, but can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing to encourage collaborators to actually share about this?
Absolutely. In that Google Doc that I mentioned earlier, that before these collaborators joined into the giveaway, the stipulations of what's expected of you, what they could expect of other people. Part of that expectation was you will promote your list at least twice, I believe it was. And I think we said at least, I'm not sure, I think we put 6 times to social media, maybe? I think that was about, there was a certain amount of times that during a 10-day period that you, as a collaborator, were expected to promote your list and promote to your social media. So what happens is that those people who are already on your list, and it doesn't really benefit your list to grow to be promoting to them, but it benefits everybody else who's collaborating on this. So that's the reason you want everybody to be collaborating, because those other people on the other people's list are now going to be part of your new list after the giveaway is done, because we will share all the email addresses with everybody who collaborated. So it's only fair that everybody participates and promotes and puts their little megaphone out there.
Nice. Now, we do say this on the actual form, and none of us are actually lawyers. So I do know a lot of people are probably saying right now, what about GDPR? How are you handling this? So I do know that on the actual entry form, you do talk about how their information is going to be shared with other everyone who contributed. So how is there anything else like GDPR wise that you're handling on your end or that you're recommending for your collaborators?
Again, that's a total, like, I'm not a lawyer question, but my, moral compass, like just let's just be a decent person on this. Yeah. I wrote down on the Google Doc, which again, I'll make sure that all of this is shared, the version of the Google Doc that we kind of used and access to being able to replicate this whole process with the list building base, the Airtable base that'll take in all the information. But on that initial Google Doc, I did write, you're on your own for being GDPR compliant. It's up to you to treat this list legally, respectfully, and how you handle these emails, I am not responsible for. Also, in the, another thing, everybody who signs up agrees that their email address will be shared with everybody who's collaborating on the giveaway. And the third piece to, you know, covering my behind on this one is when I gave the file with all the email addresses to the collaborators, I suggested that you introduce yourself, you give people the opportunity to unsubscribe if they're not interested in your offers, if they're not interested in your sort of thing, if they were just interested in the giveaway and they didn't win or they did win, whatever, they don't have to stay on your list. And I think it's only fair to be able to give them the opportunity to not stay on your list, because you don't want dead weight on your list anyway. If these aren't people who are going to buy from you, if they're not interested in what you have to say, but it is an opportunity to introduce yourself. Hi, I'm so-and-so. These are the cool things I do. These are the cool things I have to offer. Here's a freebie. Welcome to my world. If you're not interested, unsubscribe here. And so I'm encouraging everybody who is collaborating to send out that email. Don't just put them on your list and start, you know, pitching that stuff. Be a nice neighbor. Just introduce yourself.
I absolutely love that. So what again is the URL so that way people can join the giveaway?
The URL for the giveaway is imthebossgiveaway.com. Very simple. And you can download all this stuff. If you want to host your own list building giveaway, I'll make everything available in a nice little package. The documents that I used, an example of the social media templates and things like that that I use, as well as the Airtable base. You can find that at missgsd.com/list-building-giveaway.
Excellent, guys. And don't worry, we'll have a link in the show notes to that as well. And I absolutely love your URL. When I stumbled upon your blog, this is like ages ago, I was like, but her initials like aren't like GDS. Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going on? And then it just dawned on me what it meant. It's like, Kate, those aren't her initials. I'm like, why does Lady complain? I don't know how to spell her own name. No, it's just not done. I felt so silly.
That's so funny. And you're not the only one who does that. A lot of people are like, what does GSD stand for? That's not your name. And I'm like, get stuff done. Hashtag it.
And I have to say, all of the content that you create and the programs that you're after, like everything, I will have to say, definitely goes down to that mission statement. So I do have one last question before we wrap this up, because I know y'all are probably right now on the giveaway site as we're chatting. Like, I know it's happening. But what other parting words do you have for other online entrepreneurs and bloggers who are maybe, like we had talked about, just sort of in like that stage where they're just sort of getting traction? They're just like, oh, like, I know I can do this, but like the results aren't there yet. What are some words of wisdom you have for them?
I think it goes back to the same thing that I said earlier about the GDPR stuff. Like, people were panicking about GDPR, which I felt was a really great opportunity. Just be a genuine good person. Ask the people on your list if they want to be there. Always be, and I know it's like a buzzword, be of value. But seriously, like, treat people on your list the way you would want to be treated, as a friend, as a colleague, as someone who's growing, as someone who sees something that they can, that can help make them better. That's what you should be doing every day. If you're putting something out there, it should be with the purpose of making something in your niche, in your market, the people you serve, better, because that's what will help you grow.
Oh, so much. I have to say, when we talk about it in Love Your List, our email marketing course, like, that's like, I think it's like the first or like second video after the welcome video, that your goal of your email list has one thing, and that is to make your person feel like a badass. So I love it.
What you're amazing at is you preach really hard on connecting with people. Like, when you open an email, say some random thing that is super boring and nobody cares about, and you you dropped your coffee and it was on the roof of your car and it went flying down the road, and then relayed back to business somehow, you know?
I think so much money off of that email. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous, guys.
But just being a decent person who's connecting with people and who can relate to people and who is really out there to put out good stuff. You're awesome at putting that message out there over and over again.
Why, thank you. And you're awesome at helping people get stuff done. All right, guys, go ahead and head on over to the giveaway and have a great day. Oh, that was such a great interview. So Lainey had so many amazing golden nuggets. One of my favorite in particular was talking about how it doesn't matter what tool you use as long as it empowers you to get stuff done. So y'all know I am hardcore for Trello, and not to say that I've cheated on Trello, but I have tried to get into Airtable and I could not use it as my everyday sort of project management system because it had so many views, because there are so many bells and whistles. And for my brain, I just get too distracted and I was spending all my time setting it up and not actually implementing what it was talking about. So I really love how she really has this holistic approach when it comes to systems and honestly getting stuff done in your business. Now, after we went ahead and recorded this interview, I was touching base with Lainey and we were talking about how this Airtable base that you guys are getting is so amazing. And she's like, but I wonder if they're really going to get how to use it. So what Lainey has decided to do, and I'm super excited about this, is she's going to be hosting a free masterclass where you can still get that Airtable base, which is so pivotal. I know I will definitely be there myself, by heading on over to missgsd.com/list-building-giveaway. And there are hyphens between list, building, and giveaway. Or you can head on over to katedoster.com/Lainey and there'll be a link to that. Or just click the link on the cover art, guys, so that way you can go ahead and get registered for that live masterclass, which is going to be taking place on February 23rd. So you definitely want to go ahead and get there. And if you're listening to this in the future, go ahead and hit up that link anyways. I'm sure Lainey has got something extra special for you guys as well. So just to go ahead and kind of put on a bow to what we have talked about today, Lainey really said that this process didn't take her nearly as long as people think. I know if you're doing something a lot larger, say like a summit where you're interviewing people, you are going to need to give yourself 3, 4, even 5 months of a layaway. But if you've decided that you feel comfortable hosting a contest giveaway, which is what I like to call these, then you can go ahead and do so. And something is almost like a month to a month and a half, really, because all she did was sit down one day, come up with who this is for, some actual dates that she would like to run it by, and then she started reaching out to the network of people that she was already interacting with. So these could have been people whose list she was on. I know we are Instagram buddies, so she reached out to me there, and then she just asked people, you know, friend of a friend, do you have someone that, you know, talks about this topic or something different? Why don't you go ahead and invite them? Now, I am going to give you a word of warning that if you do decide that you want to do this contest style where you're having a lot of contributors actually put a prize that normally costs money, I've got my old ditch to itch in there, then you need to think of the legality of actually sharing the email addresses. So make sure that you go ahead and reach out to an actual lawyer. Lainey is leaving it up to the people who are participating in the contest, do how they want to decide that. So I know I've been speaking with someone about handle this as well. The giveaway style that I'm going to be running, spoiler alert, a little bit later on down the year, is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be that freebie style giveaway where you kind of go into a freebie mall and pick and choose what you want to have. But this one is a little bit different. So you do want to make sure that your tushy is covered when it comes to the legality of stuff. And really, it's just about being prepared, guys. And you can totally do that. And make sure, guys, before you head on out, that you head on over to katedoster.com/Lainey or click the cover art so that way you can sign up for her amazing free course all about how she is organizing and using Airtable to set up this list building and giveaway. And I will see you guys on Monday with your next Double Dog Dare.